Listen, Robert, I'm tired of introducing it. You introduce it this time, okay?
Why should I introduce it?
Because I always have to introduce it. Why don't you introduce it at least once in a while?
Okay. Say when.
Go ahead.
Oh.
We're operational.
Time for the Area Fishing Report at Fish and Frank's at the headquarters in Charlotte Harbor, Florida. We have Josh Olive, Captain Josh Olive, fish coach, man of many hats.
Hey, that's me.
The stenographer.
Nobody cares about me. They're here to listen to you, buddy.
Just me. Robert. That's pretty much it.
Robert Lukowitz, the longtime manager here at Fish and Frank's.
You told me to introduce
Boutique.
It. That's as good as it gets.
I had to introduce you because you weren't gonna.
Yeah. Well, I'm just Robert. I don't have
just
all these
Robert.
Weird titles and hats and stuff.
Have you considered putting an Esquire at the end of your name?
No. Thought about Sir.
Sir? Sir at the beginning?
Yeah.
Esquire at the end?
Yep.
I think you can buy land online to become a lord if you want to do that.
No. I'm good with that.
No? What if I just start adding the Esquire?
No.
And not telling people? Or not telling you, I mean. Just telling other people.
No. No, I'm good with that.
I might make that adjustment in waterline for next week.
Great. Can hardly wait.
Sir Robert Lukowitz, Esquire.
Nice. Nice.
Can we do this fishing report,
though?
Yeah, then?
People are waiting, wondering why the heck you're not typing yet.
Okay. Well, because you haven't told me anything to type.
Oh, okay.
I'm dependent on that.
Well, there's not much on the river, so you can just kind of bypass that.
Well, I can't bypass it because it's where we start.
I know.
All right, so... Peace River, Harbor Heights, and upriver along with Shell Creek. It's that bad, huh?
It's a couple of snook, and very small snook, and some juvenile tarpon. So people are staring at a lot of fish and not catching many.
Okay.
So that's
but if it's only
simple.
A couple fish, they're not staring at a lot of fish, are they?
Well, depends on the day. I mean, there's a lot of little tarpon rolling around up there, but you know how they are. They're baby tarpon.
Okay.
It's easier to catch a baby shark.
Should we offer them freshwater shiners like you had suggested last time? You think that might work?
If we had them, I would suggest it, but we don't have them at this moment, so
what
it wouldn't do very good.
What about freshwater minnows? Could we offer them that?
We have none of those either today.
Well, what are you even doing?
No freshwater live swimmers. I have worms.
Worms.
But you could always try that.
Do you think they'll eat worms?
They might. Would it surprise me? Not at all.
I guess that's possible.
It is possible.
Anything is possible.
It is very possible.
Let's get out
Matter of
this
fact,
spot.
If I was smart, I'd try to take a pack of night crawlers tomorrow and see if I can hook a tarpon on that. How freaked out do you think Mike would be if I did that?
Right?
That would be kind of awesome.
I think he would just be shocked. He would probably fall right over, is what he would do.
I think I might have to try that. You have to remind me later to bring home a box of night crawlers.
All right, hold on. Let me set a reminder. I already set a reminder, which we missed because we were in the middle of being very busy. Where you were supposed to say something to somebody about some tarpon rod.
Oh, yes.
You needed to do that.
I did send him a text, so I am waiting for that.
Okay, very good. So I'm just going to change he'll
call in the middle of this.
Yeah, that'll be perfect.
Yeah.
Night crawlers. Yeah, because that'll be great if you can get Mike with that one. That
Start a new
perfect.
Trend.
Yeah.
Night crawlers, tarpon night crawlers here, $5 a piece.
Yeah.
Hey.
I like it.
That'd be fun.
Okay, moving on. The Darst Park Boat Ramp, I-75 Bridges Boat Ramp. What?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing. I didn't get a single, not even a nothing report, just absolutely zero.
Okay, no reports.
Yep.
The 41 Bridges Live Oak Park area.
They're catching some small mangrove snapper, a few trout.
Small mangrove snapper means too short to keep.
Oh, yeah, pretty much. A couple of whiting. Let's see, a couple of guys have caught some Spanish mackerel off of there, a few baby bull sharks, and let's see, one legal cobia and probably at least six undersized cobia.
How many blacktip sharks?
Not a one. Not a one that I've seen a picture of. And then the nighttime has been snook and tarpon of assorted sizes from 10 pounds up to like 80 pounds.
Okay.
Other than that, not anything else really.
Well, decent, still, that's quite a bit.
Yeah. Is it great, though? Nah. Sporadically good. That's what I would put it as.
So it sounds better than it is.
Yes. Because that's over the course of a week with a lot of people fishing it.
Yeah, that's something that you have to take into account when you're hearing these fishing reports, is how many did we get from a particular area?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
If I have 40 reports from one spot, then it might sound like things are doing really well there. But if I only have 3 reports from another, you know, it might not sound like it's so great. But
right.
Actually go, and the 3 report spot might just be fantastic.
Exactly. It's like anything else. Depends on the day.
Okay, the Lashley Pier closed till further notice.
Yep.
The Bayshore Pier.
Bayshore Pier, a couple of short cobia, a couple of small bull sharks.
How many blacktip sharks?
Not a one. I've seen 3 pictures, and all 3 were baby bull sharks. And then they also got a couple tarpon that were jumped there, and a couple of small snook in the early morning that a couple guys have been catching walking along the shoreline and casting down the piers. One guy was out there fly fishing and actually had a cobia fellow was flying. He was super excited about that. Didn't take it, but he was excited about it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, who wouldn't be?
I don't know.
Alrighty, the Port Charlotte Beach Pier.
Port Charlotte Beach Pier. You want help? We got snook. We got redfish. We got some small baby mangrove snapper. And then there have been a couple of short cobia. And once again, baby bull sharks.
And how many blacktip sharks?
Not a one. Not a single one.
Are you sure? Because I'm sure some people think they caught blacktip sharks.
Every one of them thought they were blacktips. That's just kind of par for the course this time of year.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move into the canals on the Port Charlotte side. These specifically salt and brackish water canals.
Okay. We got...
What are you watching over here? Are you just watching her work?
Watching her struggle with that box because she was stubborn to ask for help.
Oh. Okay. Never a lack of entertainment here.
Nope.
In the headquarters here. All right, the Port Charlotte canals.
Some sand bream, very small mangrove snapper, some black drum that people are seeing, not catching yet, but they're seeing a lot more activity with them. Been a lot of little tiny baby snook, and then... Christina is the goddess of catching sail cats on artificials lately.
Okay.
Which seems to be the main fish back there.
Which artificials is she using so we can determine what we
tails.
Should be?
But I've had a lot of people this week telling me about the sail cats they're catching in their backyard with lures.
I see.
Had a guy catch one on a topwater lure the other day. He said, "How weird is that?" And I'm like, "It's not as unusual as you think." Sail cats are highly predatory, so that's fairly common. Just annoying.
Well, eat them.
Yeah. We had a horseshoe crab behind the house.
Really?
Yeah. It was super cool.
A big one?
He looked about that big.
Okay. Mostly grown.
Took a handful of the bucket of shrimp and threw a handful down on top of him, and he said, rawr, rawr, rawr.
That's cool.
Started getting all excited. And it looked like he was burying himself down into the sediment.
Do not see too many of them around.
No.
Used to.
Used to all the time.
What I remember from having them, because I had 2 of them in a fish tank 100 years ago, and they would mostly sift through the sand, and
yeah.
They would pick up little teeny tiny particles of stuff.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't really gnaw or eat at bigger stuff.
Right.
So.
A little strange.
All right, the Elder Bean Pier.
Actually, that's been kind of slow. But they have been getting snook and tarpon at night. And early in the morning, they've been getting some tarpon and a few big jacks. Most of those are from the boat guys that are fishing right there.
Okay. Big jacks? Medium jacks?
Big jacks, like 5 to 10 pounds.
Big jacks.
Nice size jacks.
What would you use for tarpon bait down here?
I'd be throwing big paddle tails, big swim baits, DOA bait busters, stuff like that. Any of the big NLBNs or even the flare hawks?
Not so much with the natural baits?
No.
Too much work?
Too hard to get. Too much of a struggle.
Not even shrimp?
Nope.
All right. Myakka River area from the bridge down to marker 8.
A few Spanish mackerel. Heard of several Spanish mackerel, actually.
Okay. I'll modify that. Several.
And there's a ton of glass minnows in there. Some tiny, tiny white bait, too.
I'm just going to put tiny bait fish.
There you go. That works. Too tiny to net.
Okay. No sharks in cobia?
Not yet.
All right. Fine. South Gulf Cove canals.
Nothing.
No reports?
I did not get a single report there.
Okay. No reportos. All right. The west wall.
West wall. There we got some snook. A few redfish. And then some trout on top of the bar. A couple of short cobia have been seen, but not landed. It's been pretty quiet.
Okay, how far up the bar, or how far up the wall does this action go?
Trout Creek, all the way down. So basically just south of Cattle Dock Point.
Okay.
The problem is the reports have been very inconsistent because so many people are targeting tarpon.
Right.
So I'm down to at least 60% of my normal fishing reports from my reliable guys that fish all the time because right now they're targeting the big silverfish.
I guess.
I don't blame them. It'd take a lot for me to get bored of them.
The Cape Hayes Bar.
Oh, that's a good spot. Besides flipper, jacks, Spanish mackerel, some trout, bonnet heads, black nose, Atlantic sharp nose. Trying to think what else. Couple pompano. That's about it. Good hodgepodge of stuff there. One guy was sitting there catching Spanish mackerel and mackerel and mackerel, and then he got bit off by a little black-nosed shark. So he threw out his little finger mullet that he had, frozen finger mullet, and sat there and caught, I think he said like 6 or 7, and had a blast. He said those things are just great. It was fun.
Yeah, it is fun.
Not too bad.
Okay. Couldn't help that you failed to mention redfish or snook.
Neither one there.
All right. Just making sure.
Yeah. Got nothing.
Turtle and Bull Bay.
Turtle and Bull Bay. Let's see. Some small bull sharks. Some medium-sized bull sharks. A lot of snook swimming in small groups. All those little buck snook following at least one bigger snook. Heading out towards the passes, so they're moving just a lot. Redfish have been decent in there, but not great. And then the trout have been decent, but not great also.
Okay.
The trout seem to have moved a little bit this week anyway onto the outside. I don't know if it's because it's 88 degrees probably in there.
Right.
I'm not quite sure. It's in the mid-80s for sure inside there.
Yeah.
A little warm.
Yeah. A little bit. That's good if you like waiting, I guess.
Uh-huh. That it is.
I actually prefer a little cooler than that for waiting.
Nope, you can have it.
Gets all bathwater warm in there.
You can have it.
No way to cool off.
Don't want it. Don't want cold. 85 is good.
85. Walking around in soup. Yeah. Cape Hayes and Danger Reefs.
Spanish mackerel.
Spanish.
That's it. Oh, and a couple sharks. A couple of the black nose and sharp nose.
Okay. Gasparilla Sound.
Gasparilla Sound. Let's see. That's been pretty fishy. Three sisters over into Whidden Bay. A lot of trout. Spanish mackerel. Ladyfish. A few tarpon. And then snook and some redfish. Kind of a good mixed barrage of stuff there. And they're up underneath the bushes, to the oyster bars, to 5 or 6 feet of water, just kind of scattered throughout the whole area. So you got something for everybody in their type of boat that they might have.
Right?
Yeah.
I could dig that.
It's all nice access for just about anybody.
Okay.
Kayak's a little bit of a jaunt, but it can be done.
I know some people who do it, and they're probably older than you. The listener.
I know they are.
I know they're older than you, Robert. I mean, they're older than you, the listener.
Oh.
Probably.
Maybe.
I'm sure we have some older listeners, but these are some older kayakers.
Right.
You think we need to change the name of Gasparilla Sound?
To what? Gasparilla Sound?
No, to something that actually existed. Gasparilla is a fake pirate. He wasn't real. He's made up. He's pseudo-historical.
Mm-hmm. So is Santa Claus.
Santa Claus Sound it is. All right. So Placida, which is north of Santa Claus Sound. What do we got going on there?
We're doing the sound or we're doing the trestle?
We're doing Placida. Placida Pier, Placida Trestle, Coral Creek Pier, and Santa Claus Pass.
Okay. Tarpon. Then snook. A few redfish. Some sharks. Spanish mackerel. Mangrove snapper. And a few trout.
Okay. Do we have any keeper mangroves here?
Been a few. But they're like just barely keepers.
Okay. Well, because when you mentioned them earlier, we were talking about there weren't any keepers, really.
Right. Totally different area.
That's what I'm just... Jeez. I just wanted to make sure. Settle down.
Why are you so pushy?
Tarpon sharks, a few redfish. Tarpon snook, a few redfish, some sharks, Spanish mackerel, mango snapper, and what?
A few trout.
A few trout. Sheephead?
No, not like numbers-wise. The only ones I've heard about have been in another spot coming up.
Okay. I just want to make sure, because last time we did this report, we had some sheep's head in the mornings.
Yep.
So, and that has faded away, as we said that it probably would, moving closer towards June.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's not to say they're not there. I just didn't hear of anybody catching any.
Right. And Mike did say that he's been fishing in Santa Claus Pass quite a bit for tarpon. He said that he's preferred that to Boca Grande.
Except for yesterday, it looked like, from what I was told, a parking lot.
Well, you know, sometimes it gets that way.
It does. It's going to be the first person out there to try it.
Yep. All right, Lemon Bay. Stump Pass, Lemon Bay Park, Indian Mound Park, and associated areas.
Some snook, some redfish, and some trout. Kind of a mixed barrage out there.
Okay, so a good place to go get a slam.
Yeah, definitely. Let's see what else is going on out there. That's about it that I've heard of.
No Spanish?
I'm sure they're there, but I didn't get any reports on them.
All right. That's fine. The Anger Pier?
Black nose shark. What looked like probably a bull shark, but it was a terrible picture. A couple of small snook. What else did he and his buddy catch? A couple of trout.
Flounder?
No.
Spanish mackerel?
They caught one of those.
Sheep's head, ladyfish?
Ladyfish, that's it.
Spotfin jawfish?
Nope. Ladyfish. But that's it.
Okay. Plainhead filefish?
Wow, now you're getting out there, huh?
Hey, that used to be my go-to plainhead filefish spot.
Yeah?
Well, okay. With your little dip net? I was microfishing out there, that would be one thing that I would catch frequently, was plainhead filefish.
Nice.
Almost to the point that it was hard to catch other things sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
They're cool little fish.
They are. Not when you're catching the 30th one for the day. Gulf of Mexico, bottom fishing and trolling reefs and wrecks.
15 to 20 miles, lanes, mangrove snapper, grunts, porgies, sheep's head.
Okay.
Yeah, that's about it that I can think of.
All right.
Red grouper have been pretty much terrible. Even the guys that are running 30, 35 out, struggling to catch their limit. So, not surprising.
Okay. Anything, yellowtails or...
A few yellowtail. Those are out 30 to 35. And then they, been a few cobia, mostly shorts, one sailfish, one spotted a sailfish, one hooked a sailfish, one saw some chicken dolphin. And there's a lot of big sharks and jewfish out there on all the wrecks, and the jewfish are getting more and more popular every day there because it's that time of year when they go out there to spawn. So your favorite spot that just had one fish on it probably now has four.
Okay, any reports of permit out there?
I mean, nobody's been talking about them other than the couple guys that have gone out aren't catching them.
I've been seeing them on Facebook.
Yeah.
That's the only place I've been seeing them. Nobody wants to talk about them, but everybody seems to be happy to post a photo.
Yeah.
And there have been some big ones caught. I mean, 44, that's a pretty big,
that's 40, a big
44
one.
Inch permit is a big permit. So,
that's on my bucket list. I need to catch one of those this year.
Well,
we should make a day of it and try to talk Mike into it. And go.
Got
to
quit wasting those crabs on something silly and go catch something cool.
Yeah, I'd like to catch one.
The Venice jetties.
You know, I've got no reports from there today.
What?
I got nothing from there.
What? That happens.
It does.
I'm unconcerned.
No.
All right. Punta Rasa, no reports till further notice. Redfish Pass, no reports till further notice. Captiva Pass.
Tarpon.
Tappan.
Tarpon. Snook. What else did he catch? He got a couple silver trout.
Okay. He got tarpon and silver trout.
He went off. He fished for tarpon for a little bit. Then he just said, you know what, they're frustrating me.
Okay.
But he watched a couple guys jump some. But he ended up going off to the side and fishing just to the north on the inside and then just to the north on the outside. The silver trout is the one that stood out, but there was something else there that he got. Yeah, I can't remember.
This to me feels like a man of wisdom, though.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Well, he tried tarpon. Tarpon were frustrating, and he went and did something else.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unlike you lunatics.
Hey.
I get it. I understand.
You have your little addictions and quirks.
Yes, I do. So. Doesn't mean I can't mock yours.
Oh, no. That's true.
Come on. If we can't mock each other, what do we have?
A totally neutral, faceless society.
Boring. All right, Boca Grande Pass. let me guess, tarpon.
Yeah, just to say the least. But there's also been Spanish mackerel, a few sheep's head, a couple of cobia. That's the one place I did hear of one big legal cobia. The guy got one that was like 41 inches or 42 inches, something like that.
Ooh.
And he let it go. He had guys screaming at him.
That's awesome.
He actually saw it coming in and threw a crab at it, and it took it. I'm like, that's pretty epic. He said, I couldn't keep it. He said, it was just so cool to watch all that. He said, I had to throw it back.
Right.
What else? Big sharks are the other thing that's been going on in there.
Okay. Big shacks.
Big shacks.
Walking the Gulf beaches.
Well, let's see. Snook. Pompano.
Where?
Spanish mackerel.
Where?
Blind Pass, Stump Pass, all the Boca Grande, and Sanibel. One of our wintertime / springtime visitors, he actually got back into his house there on Sanibel.
Okay.
Or his buddy's house, I should say. So, he's been fishing it a little bit out there and doing okay. He said he's seeing a lot more snook crews in the beaches down there, but he's not catching as many. But he also saw a whole bunch of tarpon crews down the beach, and he got all excited about that, just being able to see it, because it's only the second time he's ever seen tarpon along the beach.
Okay.
Yeah. What else did he catch? That's about it that I can think of. But Boca's also doing the same thing. Boca Pass, they're getting from the beach, snook, whiting, Spanish mackerel, jacks, baby gag grouper. One guy caught like three of them. I was excited to see that and hear that. A couple of sheep's head, one pompano. That's about it there, I think. But he's been there 2 or 3 days in a row fishing.
Okay. Now, what do you think about our likelihood of being able to actually catch a tarpon from the beach?
I think it's feasible, but I just don't ever recommend it. Most people use too light a tackle anyway, and the beach you can't chase after the fish to try to wear them down.
Right.
You know, but yes, is it possible? Definitely.
Just be prepared with heavy tackle.
Yeah.
Be prepared to
65 fight. Or 80 spinning or conventional tackle, and you got to really, really pull hard on those fish.
The whole time.
Yes. Yeah, if not, you're definitely risking killing it or having it eaten because it's so tired that it really can't do anything.
This is not a fish that you play.
No.
You know, a lot of guys will talk about their skills in playing a fish. That's not what you do with these. This is knock down, drag out, it pulls, you pull. You pull harder, you win.
The skill for fighting a tarpon is being able to whoop it.
Yeah.
And whoop it quickly.
Whoop it good. Bum, 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 bum. All right. Matt Lacka, Indian Field, Smokehouse Bay.
A few trout, and that's the only thing I've heard of down that area.
Did you hear anything about the algae bloom that we were talking about last time?
Yes. Yes, but I didn't hear how bad it was. Our rep was telling me about it, but he didn't make it sound like it was anything bad other than just annoying. But that's the only thing he caught when he went out was trout. So they went around to the other side.
Okay.
And then Fred, that was at Luigi's the other night, said that that's all he's been hearing from a couple guys is catching the trout. He drives up here every month for that from Cape Coral.
Okay.
It's kind of cool.
It's a good way to go.
Yeah.
The south end of Pine Island Sound, no reports till further notice. So the north end, Rat and Cat Keys, Mondongo, and Patricio.
Trout.
Trout.
Spanish mackerel.
Spanish mackerel.
Assortment of sharks. Some tarpon. A couple of cobias sighted, but not hooked. Guy got a permit down there, a small one, along with two pompano. What else? That's about it.
Okay. Excellent. Jug Creek Shoal and Boquelia.
Let's see.
Boquelia.
Spanish mackerel and trout. Those are it. Oh, wait a minute. I take that back. A guy did catch a couple of black-nosed sharks over there, too.
I was going to say, because last week it was trout and Spanish mackerel. Now it's Spanish mackerel and trout.
He caught a couple of black-nosed sharks and one Atlantic sharp-nose, if I remember right.
I'm just going to call them smaller sharks.
Okay, smaller sharks works.
Most people can't tell the difference between those either.
No. No, they can't.
You try to tell them those bleach spots, that indicates a sharp-nosed shark. Look underneath the snout for a smudge, and that indicates a black-nosed shark. But Dogged if they can manage to remember that.
Could it be a fine tooth?
It could be. We have seen some potential black-nosed sharks that don't appear to have the smudge.
All right.
So those could be fine tooth. There's a couple other species they could be, too. It could be a Galapagos shark. They could be a night shark. Don't expect either of those. The fine tooth is more likely.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. You know, it would be interesting to do some kind of a DNA study of the sharks that random people are out there catching and just see what they're actually getting. I would like to see what our shark population looks like in the harbor. Because there is no study that looks at that, the overall shark population. You've got groups that are very interested in bull sharks or very interested in sandbars, but nobody who's really paying any attention at all to what's happening with these supposed deep water sharks, these sharp nose, these fine tooth, these black nose sharks that are coming into the harbor in pretty large numbers.
Yeah.
And nobody seems to care.
Seems to be more of those than black tips.
Yeah.
Like a complete role reversal.
Yeah.
Well, not even that, because the black tips aren't even hot and heavy offshore. They're just kind of not around.
But they should be here. Mm-hmm. I mean, they should be inshore. They should be offshore. Black tips should be the number one abundant species.
That's what it used to be for many, 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 many years up until several years ago.
But it ain't what we're seeing.
Nope.
And because none of these species are considered in danger or threatened or anything like that, NOAA doesn't care, so there's no grant money to study it, so nobody's studying it.
Yeah.
Because that's how this study stuff works. I mean, I'm sure that there's somebody out there with interest who would like to study these kinds of things, but it takes money to do it, and there's no sources of funding to just go do a shark population survey.
Well, it's just like the fisheries management. They don't do a good job with that either.
Well, no. Did you expect them to?
No.
They have no idea what's out there. They don't know what's going on. Their creel surveys tell them some, but they don't tell them the whole story.
No, not at all.
So, and I mean, they rely on fishermen for information. So, can you imagine a more reliable source than that?
No.
Eesh. Burnt store and two pines.
Snook, redfish, trout. A couple of Spanish mackerel and a couple of ladyfish. They're mostly on the outside of the bar down there versus the snook, redfish, and trout are all more kind of... The trout are scattered because they're on the outside of the bar and on the inside of the trough, but the reds and the snook have definitely been up along the shoreline except for a few redfish that have been caught up on top of the bar. One customer was out there and he caught two redfish on shad tails while trying to work for trout. So... They've been kind of hodgepodged around there.
Okay. No cobia?
No cobia.
Boo.
I'm sure one or two are swimming by because there's been a lot of manatees around.
Manatees.
Iceberg lettuce. Works great.
Yep. So if you see a manatee swimming around and it's got baby sharks following after it, those probably aren't baby sharks.
Probably not.
And if you hook a shark and you're fighting that shark and you get the shark up close and you see that it has some of its babies following after it, those probably aren't baby sharks either.
Right. Yeah, they could be, but highly unlikely.
They could be, but it's kind of dangerous for baby sharks to follow mama shark around
because mm-hmm.
she'll turn around and eat them.
All day long.
But the cobia... Cobia are slick like that, and they're fast. They know to stay out of the shark's mouth's way, and they're really good at hanging out, not only to pick off the scraps that the sharks leave them, but also, did you know that cobia eat shark feces?
I did not know that.
They do. Just like remoras eat the feces of sharks and turtles and many of the other fish that they hang out on.
That's weird.
In fact, in remoras, feces are their main diet.
Perfect. No wonder nobody eats them.
Aren't you glad you're not a remora?
No.
Feces.
I know some people that could be reincarnated as one.
Right?
Wouldn't hurt my feelings.
I mean, I like those little candies, those feces pieces, but that's it. East Side Keys, Cormorant Key, Back Bay Key, Sneaky Creek, Hobbs Point, Pirate Harbor.
Just a few snook. some bonnet heads and a few trout. And then a handful of undersized cobia swimming around with all of the manatees over there. From what I understand, there's been two different groups of manatees having a party over there. If you're into that voyeurism stuff, it's pretty interesting to see.
Right?
Yeah.
It's just nature, man.
It is. Definitely is.
Alligator Creek, Poacher's Cut, and the skating rink. Last time we did a report, we said it wasn't even worth fishing here.
Well, I'm still going to go with that because the only thing I've heard of is a couple guys seeing some black drum moving in there. And the only snook that I'm hearing about are right there at the Riviera Oyster Bar that people are feeding.
Okay.
I haven't heard of anybody catching any. Guys are seeing juvenile tarpon there in Burnt Store moving around a little bit more, but nobody's catching them.
Alrighty. Ponce de Leon Park.
Black drum.
Mm-hmm.
Very tiny, 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 eensy, beensy, weensy snapper.
Itty.
And then...
Itty. And what was the song? Itsy Bitsy, Teensy Weensy, Yellow Polka Dot Bikini, Teeny Weeny. Itty, Itsy Bitsy, Teeny Bitty, Teeny Weeny, Yellow Polka Dot Mangrove Snapper.
Yes, there you go. Somebody's scratching their head going, really, seriously?
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's too many things to type.
Yep.
Okay, but I got it. I'm good.
They've also been getting a whole lot of trout inside Ponce and all the way out in front of Ponce and to the north and the south, mostly towards the south.
Okay.
That's where Bill and Linda caught a bunch of them. And believe it or not, okay, they were catching them on those Trout Magic, which is that little inline spinner kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
With the soft shadow tail.
Yeah.
Shad tail. That's what they were catching them on. They came in to buy more of them yesterday.
That thing that I wouldn't even consider throwing out there.
Right.
Yeah. Because I'd be just so sure it was going to spook anything that was worth catching.
That's what they caught them all on.
Huh. It just goes to show you.
That's how they knew that you were working today, so they could bring in that little orchid.
That's not a little orchid. That's a big old vanilla orchid. It's a nice looking specimen here.
There you go. That'd be a good one to plant in your oak tree out back.
Yes, it would.
It's going to look real nice.
Yep.
Hopefully it produces flowers for you.
We shall see. Or maybe the squirrels will eat it.
I doubt it.
I don't know, those squirrels. I mean, we do feed them, but they have interesting tastes.
Gotcha.
Sometimes they choose to eat things that you wouldn't have expected them to.
Right.
The PGI canals and Punta Gorda area in general.
Juvenile tarpon rolling all over the place with a few people hooking them.
What are they using for bait?
Little lures and little white bait. Everything in their tackle box, basically, except for a harpoon.
But it's little stuff.
Yeah, it's all little stuff.
Okay.
Some snook, a few jacks, and people seeing a lot of black drum.
Are they drumming yet?
No. It's like that couple that was at the club the other night. They were talking about that one because they actually paid an exterminator to come out and try to figure out what the heck the noise was, and they paid a plumber to come out to the house to figure out what the noise was.
Mm-hmm.
Just to have somebody finally say, yeah, no.
They knew.
Yeah, I don't know. That's possible that they didn't because there's a couple new plumbers and new guys around here that just ain't going to know the difference.
Yeah, I guess.
They just didn't ask somebody that actually knew, like their neighbor.
The Alligator Creek Reef.
Nothing.
Nothing?
A few Spanish mackerel.
Okay.
But pretty much nothing. Definitely a horrible, horrible year for the reef.
Okay, the 20-foot holes.
20-foot holes. Spanish mackerel.
More than are at the Alligator Creek Reef?
Yeah. A few sharks.
Okay. Do you have someplace to go?
No, it's the rep texting me again.
Oh. Suddenly you look like you're ready to jump up.
No.
Okay.
Not at all. My back's just tweaked a little bit.
Okay. I totally get that.
Yeah, how'd those shoes work out? I guess not so good since you were in flip-flops again.
Nah, it didn't make any difference.
Yeah, nice. Let's
just
see.
My toes felt squeezed all day.
Yeah, good.
That was it. And those are pretty wide shoes, too. My toes just don't like to sit next to each other, that's all.
Yeah. Nah, I can't think of anything else that's out there in the holes.
Okay.
That's pretty much it. Got nothing else for you.
I hope you have other things, because we're not done yet. You have to do the bait fish report.
Jeez, good luck. Good luck. If you want white bait, you're going to have to go down to Bokelia and Jug Creek. There's some up here, but it is extremely hard and few and far between. It's not good. Not good at all. Thread fins are starting to show up in the harbor, though. Not a lot, but a few. And I've not heard of any pinfish or anything else other than the white bait and the few thread fins.
And the little bait that's highly visible in lots of places?
Glass minnows and tiny, tiny white bait fry is what it is. Because it's even been coming into the canals in the evenings and in the early mornings, and the little snapper coming up and blowing up on them. It's kind of funny. Kind of cute to watch, but I would think with that much bait around, it'd have more activity. Nope.
Right?
Nope. Not at all. It's been stupid. I don't get it. Don't get it at all.
Okay. So what do you think? We get a 64th inch net?
No.
And put like...
Leave them alone.
8 white bait on a hook?
I think they should just close it.
That would be another option.
I'd like to see them close it for a year and see what happens.
The freshwater canals, creeks, rivers, ponds, lakes, and other bodies of sweet water.
Honestly, it's been slow just because, A, we don't have shiners or minnows. B, because we haven't had any rain, so it's starting to get a little too toasty. So I think once the rains kick in, it should be a little bit better. And also, if we start to carry, once we get shiners in next week, we should be good with that, too.
Okay. So what you're saying is it sucks.
Pretty much.
And the reports suck.
Yes.
So those two things combined together means it extra sucks.
Well, the only two reports I got was for Lake Placid and Lake Okeechobee.
And just in case somebody wants to know, even though I'm not going to type it out.
The bass in Lake Okeechobee have been doing okay in the rim canals. The bluegill are kind of going on bed in certain areas, so a couple guys are catching bluegills over there. But other than that, that's about it.
Dig.
Yeah.
All right, the tarpon reports.
We doing the map?
We could do the map.
Or are you typing?
Do we need to do the map?
We probably need to highlight a couple spots, but as far as the report goes, is that most of them are in Boca Pass, some in Gasparilla Pass, a few in Captiva Pass, and then quite a few were on the beaches as of Tuesday and Wednesday. Judging by what I saw with Carl and Mike and a few other guys have seen Facebook Live, they're back in the pass.
Okay.
And I think that's just because of this new moon. Would be the only thing that kind of makes sense to me.
Okay.
Because as many fish as we saw along the beach on Tuesday. But
when I
every one of them were heading south.
You guys were up around the Venice area.
Uh-huh.
And south. And then when we talked to Ashley for her report, she said that they're getting them off the beaches in Sarasota down to Venice.
Okay.
So that means that we've had fish on the beach at least from Boca Grande Pass up to Sarasota.
Right.
You know, whether that is staying that way, hard to make any guarantees of any of that stuff. But
every group that we saw, all heading south. Every one of them.
Right.
Not one, even when they sat still for a little bit, they were sitting still but still slowly working their way south.
Okay. But that situation has changed now.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we're now past the new moon, and we're heading into the first quarter, so that's going to make a difference. I think if those fish hold the pattern that we expect them to, do you anticipate seeing fish on the beach this week upcoming?
Wouldn't surprise me a bit.
Okay.
Would not surprise me a bit.
All right. Well, then, based on that, I'm going to build a tarpon map. Do you think that there's any likelihood of fish anywhere inside the harbor?
No.
Okay.
Nope. I would be sticking with Captiva Pass all the way up to Venice with a few inside the intercoastal, because a couple guys are seeing them and hooking a few here and there. So it's just, I think that's more pure luck, taking advantage of the situation as you're moving along and coming across them and seeing them and hoping for the best, but there are fish there.
Okay. Okie dokie. That's it.
That's it? That's all she wrote?
That's all the places there are to put things.
Okay. That's easy.
Well, that's not true. All the way down here at the bottom of the page, there's one for Punta Rassis, Sanibel Island, St. James City, Turner Beach, and Bowman's Beach. Do you have any reports for those places?
None.
I don't even know why this is down here.
I don't know why it's on there either.
I am going to remove it.
That'd be a good idea.
Watch this. Boonk, it's gone. Now, nobody will even know that it's there unless they listen to this.
Right.
Which they probably will, because we're still recording crap.
Right.
But do you have anything else to add to this? Any final words of wisdom? Any last advice to see them off?
Well, next week is Memorial Day weekend. Depending on the weather and everything else, we may not get to a report, because holiday weekends are always chaotic in here, so please do not get mad at us for that.
And if you do get mad at us for that...
Tough. Get then, over it.
Yeah, we don't care.
Carry on. That's about it. Have fun next weekend and be safe. You know?
All right. Well, then say goodnight, Robert.
Goodnight, Robert.